Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will talk about moving a ladder on Yom Tov. If a person wants to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another birdhouse, in those days they would have these, they call them a dovecote, these birdhouses, which would be on top of a pole and had many smaller compartments where the birds would live. Sometimes birds would come and rest in them, and sometimes they were taken and they were eaten. So we're talking about moving a ladder on Yom Tov. Bet Shammai omrim, en molichin et hasulam meshovach leshovach. Bet Shammai say, you're not allowed to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another birdhouse on Yom Tov. There's a problem of marit ayin. A person would usually take a ladder and use it letaken gago, in order to fix his roof. Bet Shammai is nervous that people are going to look at this person and think that he is using it to fix his roof. Aval mateu lehamehalon lehalon. But Bet Shammai does allow a person to take a ladder and move it from one window of the birdhouse to another window of the birdhouse, because then in that situation it's clear that he's not using the ladder for a forbidden purpose. Bet Hillel matirin. Bet Hillel allow it. They allow a person to move a ladder from one birdhouse to another birdhouse, and therefore he says there's no issue whatsoever. We have to understand what type of ladder we're talking about. Bartinura. Clues us into the Gemara, and he says, when we're talking about a sulam shel aliyah, a ladder for a roof, kule alma lo pliga de azur, everyone agrees that it is prohibited, even Bet Hillel. And even on a sulam shel shovach, even on a ladder for a birdhouse, everybody agrees that it is prohibited in the Yireshut HaRabim, in public. Bet Hillel even agrees to that, because people are going to say that the person is going to fix his roof and do melacha on Yom Tov. Where is this argument between Bet Shammai, where Bet Shammai says prohibited and Bet Hillel says allowed? We're talking about a unique situation where the person is carrying a sulam shel shovach, a ladder made for a birdhouse, and he's doing it in the Reshut Hayahid, and nobody would see him. Bet Shammai in that situation says you're not allowed to carry the ladder, because anything that the rabbi is prohibited because of Marit Ayin even becomes a problem behadre hadarim, in a closed off room, isolated, nobody sees it. But Bet Hillel will say no, even though the law is like that generally, that whenever the rabbinic decree applies because of Marit Ayin, we apply it across the board. Here in this unique situation where a person wants to take the ladder from one birdhouse to the other, because of Simchat Yom Tov, the enjoyment of Yom Tov, we will allow this unique situation. The Mishnah continues to talk about doves, which are technically mukseh on Yom Tov. They're mukseh because they often fly away and they can't be counted on to be there on Yom Tov, so a person won't rely on them. So if a person wants to slaughter them and eat them on Yom Tov, he has to have the mukseh status removed before the holiday starts. So we'll talk about how this is done. Bet Shammai omrim, lo itol ela imke na'neya mibod yom. Bet Shammai say, a person not allowed to take a dove from a birdhouse on Yom Tov, unless he had shaken them while it was still day before the holiday started and removed their mukseh status. If a person said alone that he plans on taking them and he didn't shake them, we're nervous that when he may go grab onto them and hold them, and then he'll feel them on Yom Tov, and he'll not want to slaughter them. He'll feel that either they're not the right weight, or he may decide that he wants to spare them. So therefore, he'll put them back, and therefore he'll be carrying for no reason. But if we make him carry it on Yom Tov, before the Yom Tov starts, if we make him hold it and feel it, we have no reason that he's going to do tidha yetera, that he's going to exert himself for no reason on the Yom Tov, because he already knows what the animal feels like. Therefore, Bet Shammai says, in order to remove the mukseh status, you need to hold them and shake them before Yom Tov, because then he's not likely to change his mind once the holiday starts. Bet Hillel omrim, omed ve'omer ze vaze ani notel. Bet Hillel say, the only thing you need to do is to stand up and say before Yom Tov, I want this bird, I want this bird, and by doing that, you remove their mukseh status. There's no need for a person to actually go touch them and hold them and shake them. Word alone could serve to remove the mukseh status. Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We learned in the last Mishnah that if a person did not prepare the birds that he wants to take from the birdhouse on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to take them because they are now mukseh. This Mishnah will talk about somebody who prepared the birds before Yom Tov, but then when Yom Tov arrived, he's in a situation where he can't tell which bird he actually prepared and which one is not mukseh any longer. Mishnah says, Zimen shehorim umatza levenim. If someone prepared blackbirds in a certain part of the birdhouse before Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov he found white ones in that same place. Levanim umatza shehorim. If he prepared white birds in a certain spot and then he found only blackbirds in that spot. Shenayim umatza shelosha. If he prepared two birds and he found three birds afterwards, asurim. In each of these situations, the birds that he finds here are prohibited because they might not be the ones that he prepared. The Gemara explained that on the first two cases of if he prepared blackbirds and he found white, or white birds and he found black, that's an obvious case. There's no need to even explain that. Of course, it's not the same bird, so of course they are mukseh. What the Gemara says is actually happening here is if he prepared blackbirds in one compartment of the birdhouse and white birds in the other compartment of the birdhouse, and he finds when he goes to check on the holiday, he finds them flipped. The blackbirds are in the birdhouse that he had the white birds prepared, and he has white birds in the birdhouse that he had the black ones prepared. In that situation, he has two options to think about. Either it's possible that the birds just switched the locations, that the white ones went to the black and the black ones went to the white birdhouse, they flipped, and therefore all of them are now okay to eat on Yom Tov. Or he could assume the opposite, that everybody left, all of those birds, the white birds and the black birds, left, and now new birds came in, and they came in this particular order. And that's what happened. So says the Mishnah, we have to assume that that probably happened. They're all forbidden because that second possibility is more probable, that the birds left and were replaced by unprepared birds. It's more likely than the first option of that the prepared birds switched compartments. And then that third case, which we said if he had he only prepared two birds and he found three afterwards, that situation as well, where the problem is he can't be certain that the birds that he wants to take out is not the new one that came in. If he prepared two and there's an obvious third one here, for sure one of them is prohibited because he didn't prepare that bird. So here, it's possible that the bird that he's taking out is not the one that he prepared, and therefore it is asur as well. Next case, shelosha umatza shenayim mutarim. If he had three birds prepared and he only found two on Yom Tov, it is permitted because the assumption that he can make is that he had three birds in there originally and one of them left, and two of the ones that he prepared still remain behind. Next case, betoch haken umatza lifnei haken. If he prepared birds inside of the birdhouse and then he finds them on the ledge in front of the birdhouse and nothing is left inside, asurim, they're prohibited because they may not be the ones that he prepared. Again, two possibilities in the situation. Either he had them prepared and then they stepped out onto the ledge in front of the birdhouse, or the ones that he had prepared left the birdhouse and new ones arrived and they landed on the ledge. So we assume that the second possibility is more likely, and therefore the birds that he found are prohibited for him to take. They are mukseh. V'im en sham elahem, hare elu mutarim. But we qualify this and say that if there were no other doves, no other birds in the entire birdhouse before Yom Tov, except these two, and then he found two of these on the ledge of the birdhouse and nothing inside of it on Yom Tov, hare elu mutarim, they're permitted because we are going to make the assumption that they are the ones that he prepared. We're talking about birds here that it's a situation they don't fly. They rather jump up and down to get from one place to another. So therefore, if there were only two birds around, we're going to assume that even though they're out there on the ledge and they weren't in the original spot, it's more likely that they were the ones who he prepared and they came out onto the ledge, as opposed to birds that came and they hopped around from a far off place and they landed on top of this ledge. But in all of the situations that we're talking about, if you have birds that fly, for sure they're always prohibited because of the super strong possibility that supersedes anything that birds flew in and they took the spot of the prepared birds.